It was quite unnerving, actually. Every day on my run to Villa Borghese, okay, not every day, I was reminded in stone that nil difficile volente, which I interpret as you can achieve anything if you want it badly enough. We all have stories, either of ourselves or others, of that being true. And also perhaps stories of it not being quite so. Cultures differ as to the extent people believe they have control over their own lives. There is this cultural orientation or spectrum, referred to as the locus of control. At the internal locus end, there are those who believe they are in charge of their own destiny. At the external locus of control, there are those who believe events in their lives are due mainly to fate or luck. Where are you on the spectrum? Both sides have their strengths. In business, an internal focus ensures proactivity and a drive to improve. An external focus is sensitive to relationships and notices market trends, adapting to reality. Arguably, the optimum lies in the combination of the two. Perhaps because of my New Zealand individualistic, no potatoes without hard toil upbringing, independent Aries star sign, control the controllables, and by the way, the important factors are within your control coaching approach, I tend to subscribe more to the former. I feel we are responsible for our own lot. If something doesn't manifest itself, it is because deep down you really must have wanted it. Because if you really, really did, you would do everything possible to make it happen. And it would happen. However, as an Italian friend said to me at the time, sometimes our will is just not enough. There is a stronger force at work. Whether it is experience and an awareness of our illusion of control, mindfulness practice, living abroad, being more connected with nature, being older, whatever it is, I'm increasingly able to dance at the other end of the spectrum, noticing what else is at play and what it is to surrender, learning to forgive oneself and increase one's trust in the rhythms of the universe. Drawn to Al Harrison's book, Wild Courage, we do have the power to manifest our own dreams. And we are also part of a bigger story. The universe is full of mystery. We need to honour, accept and claim both our power and powerlessness. I return to those profound words. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.